Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. This week, Tucker Carlson made some very controversial statements with which I want to begin this program, and Israel 365 News wrote on March 8. Commentator Tucker Carlson, who was formerly a Fox News moderator, triggered a storm this week after accusing the Global Shabbat Movement, which is a major dynamic movement within Orthodox Judaism, of secretly pushing for the destruction of the Islamic shrines on Jerusalem's Temple Mount and the construction of a third Jewish temple. Carlson used his program to present the war as part of a Jewish religious agenda, claiming that Shabbat has been quietly working to advance plans to remove the Dome of the Rock and the Al-Aqsa Mosque in order to rebuild the temple. Carlson opened his broadcast by asserting that key players involved in this war believe the conflict, we're talking about the United States-Israel-Iran war, will lead to the destruction of the Islamic structures on the Temple Mount and the rebuilding of the Jewish temple. He then singled out Shabbat, stating that the movement has been pushing in a pretty subtle way for such a development. Carlson framed the current war as a global religious war allegedly triggered by Jewish ambitions regarding the Temple Mount. Carlson's remarks also revived an accusation that has fueled violence for nearly a century. The claim that Jews are plotting to destroy the Islamic shrines on the Temple Mount. Now, before I continue, let me just say that Carlson didn't offer any evidence that this is so, what he says about this movement. Still, I am quoting this article for a reason, because it shows the desire, the expectation of the building of the Third Temple in our time now. The article goes on to say, the hope for a restored temple is a central belief in traditional Jewish faith, rooted directly in the Bible. The medieval Sheikh Maimonides codified belief in the coming of the Messiah and the rebuilding of the temple as one of Judaism's core principles of faith. Rabbi Mordecai Lightstone, Shabbat's social media director, noted that belief in the temple and the messianic era is shared across the entire Jewish world, and the Temple Mount remains the holiest site in Judaism and a focal point of intense political and religious tension. We have speculated in the past, because the Bible makes it very clear that a third temple is going to be built prior to the return of Jesus Christ. How could that happen? How can the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Dome of the Rock disappear very easy? Through a drone, through a rocket which finds its way to Jerusalem. In the prior exchange, that short exchange between Israel and Iran, several rockets came awfully close to Jerusalem and the Temple Mount, where they were annihilated through the defense system. But what if one, just one, had gone through? The dream of the Third Temple is very well alive. And so I'd like to read another article to you by Israel 365 News, which was published on February 20, prior to the outbreak of the war. It says, a magnitude 5.5 earthquake struck southern Iran on February 19, 2026, at 7:13 a.m. local time, with its epicenter 35 kilometers southwest of Mohr in Fars province. This tremor erupted from the ancient core of Persia, the very region where Cyrus the Great launched his empire in 559 BC, conquering Babylon, and issuing the decree that rebuilt Jewish life in Jerusalem after decades of exile. Now again, let me interrupt right here. I'm not saying at all that there's any connection between this minor earthquake, which didn't actually bring about any damage, and building of the Third Temple. But let's listen to how the article continues. God called Cyrus his anointed one to end the Babylonian oppression. In 539 BC, Cyrus captured Babylon without a fight, then proclaimed freedom for the exiles. Cyrus supplied timber from Lebanon, returned 5,400 gold and silver vessels located from the First Temple, and appointed Shesbazar to lead the returnees. By 516 BC, the Second Temple rose on its foundation, a direct result of this Persian king's command. Now listen closely. President Trump mirrors this role in modern times as Israel's staunchest defender, and that can be said even more so after the war started. Now, remember, Cyrus was called the Anointed One. Recently, people have been talking about Trump being the Anointed One by Jesus to fight the Iran war. It goes on to say, his, that's Trump's, 2017 recognition of Jerusalem as the capital echoed Cyrus' charge to rebuild the city and temple. Trump declared in his White House speech, "We finally acknowledge the obvious, that Jerusalem is Israel's capital. This is nothing more or less than a recognition of reality." He relocated the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem in 2018, affirming the city's unity under Israeli control. In 2019, he extended sovereignty recognition to the Golan Heights, securing Israel's northern border against Syrian and Iranian threats. Now, here comes the speculation, which I don't share. It says the quake in Fars province awakens more than a memory. It signals the urgency to fulfill Cyrus' unfinished work. Well, I would disagree with that, but one thing is sure. It says the Temple Mount, site of the First and Second Temples, now hosts foreign structures and trees planted to obscure its sanctity. Jewish law demands, now listen to this wording, demands the area be cleared of all alien elements, from domes and mosques to the cypress and olive groves that dot the plateau, to prepare for reconstruction. Groups like the Temple Institute have already crafted the vessels. The Red Heifer program advances, even though the Red Heifer is nothing which the Bible commands. Architects draw plans based on Ezekiel's vision. President Trump's policies have set the stage by strengthening Israel's position globally. That will remain to be seen now, making the moment ripe. Jerusalem rises when Jews act on the divine mandate, building the third temple as the house of prayer for all nations. The enemies plot in vain. The tremors from Persia declare it. The time for restoration has arrived, and Jerusalem will shine as the eternal capital with its temple rebuilt. Now, as I said, the comparison between the earthquake and the building of the third temple is clearly overdrawn, but it still shows the idea that a third temple must be built in this generation very soon. And the connection to Donald Trump is still being made again. So we will keep you informed. We will watch and we will tell you what is happening. But we should be able to see that the biblical prophecy demanding the rebuilding of the third temple prior to Christ's return is coming closer and closer to fulfillment. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.